It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Damn.
What would you say it is you do here?
You damn dirty ape.
Why are you so loud?
I don't know. You are loud.
Unbelievable.
Is it just the way I'm talking into the mic?
Hello? I don't know. What is it? Yeah. Need to back off a little bit. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. CWERadio.com. We stream live every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. We have a phone number. It's right here next to me.
732-361-CRAT.
Leave off the S for savings.
732-361-2728.
That's a New Jersey number, folks.
I wish that faggot be careful. Steve number one would call in.
Cold discretion.
Well, Steve number one finally responded.
A week later.
To our question about what he scraps in.
Also comes in a sock.
Yeah, he said he has a sock.
A crunchy sock.
Wendy.
You need to turn me up a little bit more.
It's cute.
No.
I can't hear.
Absolutely.
You sound great in my ears.
You're very loud.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because you're drunk.
Yeah, you really are. Since Sunday.
You
it's
wasted.
Thursday morning and you're drinking Michelob Ultra.
Morning. It's 8:03 a.m.
Disgusting.
I like to think it's 6:05 a.m.
I wish Steve number one would call in because for months he's been saying, I got to defend myself from all the gayness you guys say.
The gayness.
Wait, it's Thursday. It's Thursday.
Speaking of gayness.
And nobody knows who we are.
What? Oh, that's right. I'm Derek. With me as always, Matthew.
Obama for America.
And always keeping me. Thank you, Matt. I can see that.
Wait, Obama for America.
Let's see if that comes
I'm over. Trying to get one with the transparency.
Kevin.
Obama for himself.
And Stephen.
Obama. I love him.
I love him. Is that going to stay up there forever?
I hope he's the next new pope after this guy.
This picture of him kissing his wife. It's so funny.
Yeah, I got to admit, dude, she's pretty ugly.
Wow.
What was that one picture going around where it's like a split screen of the two of them and then like two monkeys and it looks exactly
yeah,
alike?
Yeah, there's a picture of them looking at somebody like photoshopped the banana in the picture.
No, that was legit.
Yes.
That one actually is
somebody
fucking
quite photoshopped a banana into the picture with them.
Didn't I post that?
I think you did.
Yeah. I ran it by Bo first. He said it was cool.
Said it was okay?
Yeah.
It was satirical?
By Bo.
By Bo.
By the way, Kev, I got that picture that you wanted, by the way.
Yeah?
What is this thing doing? This is annoying.
So anyway. So today is Thursday, March 21st, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
You know that today is World Down Syndrome Day?
Are you down with the syndrome?
I love syndromes.
Down Syndrome Day.
Now, World Down Syndrome Day. World. It's an internationally observed holiday.
Now, Down syndromes, is that like what Obama wants to use to kill Americans?
Yeah.
Syndromes.
Yeah.
Syndromes. By the way,
Asian guys in SUVs get killed in Down syndrome strikes.
Wait, is this last week?
It was funny.
They only like.
You ever look up Down syndrome black people?
No,
I've never in person seen a Down syndrome black person.
And then look up
Brown syndrome.
Brown syndrome.
What's with the Brown syndrome-ness?
I've seen that.
Can I see?
It's cute.
Oh no!
Why do they look so much more weird in person?
By the way,
what is up with the Google image search on the iPhone?
I don't know, man.
You
it's
can't
weird.
Get the picture to come up.
Yeah.
Bigger.
You can't get the picture to go bigger. You can't see the URL of the picture.
No. I don't know what happened. Just go to the website that the picture is hosted on.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Stupid. Tumblr porn on the iPhone is kicking ass lately.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you guys a cool link.
Okay.
Not now, but later. This photo, Kev.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
Do you need that or do you have it?
I don't think I have it, but it's a pretty sweet picture.
For fuck's sake, ask me.
Speaking of Steve number one.
Oh, boy.
He changed his profile picture on Sunday.
Is it back to that fucking serial killer or something?
No, he's wearing a huge cowboy hat.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's his hat, man. He walks around town like a dead man now.
What?
Rest in peace.
I took pictures, put it on.
Drink in peace. Oh, no.
That's horrible. Look, I actually have a picture of that hat on.
Oh, yeah.
He stopped by my house, and I had to.
I think I had that same hat upstairs.
Really?
Not even joking. Really?
I sent you that one.
Yes.
Where I'm doing an Undertaker pose.
Yeah.
But I told you it was a Jim Ross, like, moment.
Having a stroke.
Yeah. Matt, you see that? My Jim Ross moment?
Yeah, I saw that. It was cute.
Cute.
What's with you and cute?
Because that's the best word to describe things sometimes.
Yeah, cute. Real cute.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, burger.
Burger.
Man.
So it's World Down Syndrome Day, huh?
Yeah, World Down Syndrome Day.
Goddamn.
Does anybody else feel bad about Down syndrome people besides Jiggy Jen?
I mean, I hate when they drool on me. Like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. That blows.
How often does that happen?
I mean, like, at least, like, once a week.
Really?
I mean, you're just walking, and there's one of them just like, and you get some spit on you.
Well, at your wrestling shows, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah, international superstar. Yeah.
Did you know Derek used to get one off, Kev?
What? Down syndrome?
Yeah. He used to make one get all horned up and jerk off.
Horned up.
Make.
Come on, now let's get that extra chromosome out of you.
No, Derek would call up. Derek would call
squirt some of those chromosomes.
Derek would call up phone sex companies from the phone.
Oh,
at
800 numbers.
At the establishment where
you're terrible.
Sister networks. From that line. And then hand the phone to this Down syndrome kid that worked there. And the kid would start rubbing the phone on his dick and shit. And he would legit think he's talking to some hot bitch. And then he would go and crank it off in the bathroom.
Wow.
And Derek only did it knowing what was going to happen. No, so it was essentially Derek got him off.
Completely fabricated by you.
Yeah, right.
I was one of many people that gave him the phone.
Okay, but you still were a part of it.
I want to duck on your boobies.
I want to duck on them.
I want to duck
show me your puppies.
On your boobies.
That's what he would say.
Yeah.
Let me do your vagina.
I wonder why he was so horny. Like how he knew. How he knew.
I like to bear the way you had it, Matt.
What?
When you had it in between Steve and Kev. I look on the cam, and it's just a huge Obama symbol between Kev and Steve.
It's annoying that you have to like do shit on the fly, and it like shows up in production.
Don't do it, Kevin. Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Kev. Do it. Kev, do it.
Dude, you're just looking at Kev he was a piece of meat.
I was waiting for him to fucking pull his arm off.
Come on.
Yeah, you look like you were getting ready to pull your dick out.
Go ahead and flex, Kev.
You know, it's also, there's another day today, internationally observed. It's World Puppetry Day.
Ooh. Like for dogs?
What?
Puppetry?
Puppetry? Like a puppet? You know, like...
Like Pinocchio?
You know, like there's Muppets... And there's like mannequins, and then there's even, you know, like shark puppets.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
You know, I'm also part of the show.
I'm also part of. Don't forget about me.
Where's my devil dick, cocksuckers?
I know that.
What's up, puppet rude?
Now, with the color of your sock, I would only guess your name is like Tyrone or something.
What the hell is that?
Mr. Blacko.
Blacko.
I know you're a McFoley, Mark, but I mean, come on.
It's a cobra, bro.
That was good.
Well, that's, yeah. That's
okay.
Put your sock back on.
All right.
It fucking stinks.
It stinks.
Gene Slater back in the chat for Thursday.
Hello, Gene he said, Slater.
I'm afraid of nothing in this world except for groups/busloads of Down syndrome kids.
Dude, seriously, if they wanted to overtake the world, they could.
In their little mind?
With their super strength and shit?
Super strength?
Yeah, but
Derek, you shit your pants when that one dude went after you.
Who?
Matthew.
I didn't even see him come after me.
When you yeah, exactly. You ran away after you whipped him in the face with a big ball of dough.
I'll admit, yeah. there's one fan that comes to a lot of the shows who is visibly mentally handicapped, and he scares the shit out of me every time.
The one with the belts?
Yes.
He scares you?
Yeah, just because, like, I don't know if, like, when he's coming at me, if he's smart enough to, like, know not to touch me.
Yeah, but if he did touch you, you can punch him in his...
You don't know yeah, and then I'm the guy who punched the retard.
Yeah, but you needed to defend yourself.
Bro, is he domesticated?
Bro, I'll back you up one day, man. Yeah, if I'll get on my hands and knees behind him. You can push him over me.
I swear this guy is almost to the point where, like, he should be on a harness attached to the seat.
Kind of like that Mike Myers Saturday Night Live skit.
He comes to every show with like a 6X John Cena, like, you can't see me purple shirt.
I'd rather not see you.
You wish you couldn't see me.
I've said that to him. He's coming to the table and he goes, "You're not a champion, I'm the champion." And he keeps like a 2 title belts over each shoulder. Wow. And then
I saw a picture.
Wait, does he wear like the 2 title belts strapped together around him?
He was there when you were doing sound and then.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him. Yep. And I was wondering how he was wearing the championship belt.
I go right back at him, though. He'd be like, "You can't see me." And then I'd be like, "Actually, I can. You're huge, and you might need an extra seat to sit in." You
Wow.
Well.
Yeah, he said to me, "You can't see me." And I'm like, "I really wish I couldn't. Like, this is terrible."
You probably can't see me because of your huge brow that's covering your eyes.
I wonder if his handler has to pay. Head.
All right. What's okay.
That? I wonder if his handler has to pay for a ticket.
His handler? What's a handler?
Handler.
Yeah.
Handler.
Now we're just making fun of Down syndrome kids. This is not good.
Yeah, Down syndrome, they don't need to exist.
What? I thought you were going to say they don't need to be made fun of. No. I mean, but they shouldn't exist.
They scare
really
people.
Like, as soon as they come out, somebody just hit them with a brick or something. You know, just
yeah,
be fine.
All right, I got to dig something up. You guys talk for a second. Speaking of Down
talk syndrome. Amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Down syndrome kids, should they be hit with bricks? Matthew.
If they're wearing cowboy hats like Steve Number One, maybe. I think I'll bring a picture up.
Are you insinuating Steve Number One has Down syndrome? Steve Number Two, comment.
He definitely has something either equal to or more severe than Down syndrome.
Equal to or more severe than Down syndrome. Derek.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Did you have what you're looking for?
Yes, there is a blog. Down with Dat. .blogspot.com. That's D-O-W-N. W-I-T-D-A-T dot blogspot.com. Apparently, this is some kind of blog to do with Down syndrome kids.
Yeah.
Fine. No problem. Now, have you guys seen the Grumpy Cat?
Uh-huh.
Matt, can you pull up a picture of Grumpy Cat?
Yeah, I'll pull a picture.
And if you
maybe
don't know,
just like the big old picture of him.
Yeah, if you don't know what Grumpy Cat is, you probably have Down syndrome.
Just want everybody to get a good look at Steve Number One's cowboy hat.
I wasn't going to put it up.
Well, I got it up right now. So, everybody at home.
And
this area right around.
And the guy's from Jersey, by the way. And he's not on spring break.
Well, he used to be an aristocrat.
Oh, there's a cat.
Anyway, let's go to.
Now he's an
this
aristocrat.
This is Grumpy Cat.
You know, you put a cowboy hat on that cat, and it would look
be
like
Steve.
Steve.
Yes,
Stevie
wow.
Cat. Stevie Cat. So people have a problem with this cat now.
Wait, why?
Here's the problem. If you look at the cat's eyes,
the cat looks like a Down syndrome.
Extruding jaw, whatever. They're saying that the cat has some sort of feline Down syndrome.
No, that's real.
It's real. It's not Down syndrome, but it's a feline version.
Oh,
equivalent.
So it's like when cats walk around eating pennies and drooling and
Pete Rose haircut
yelling,
"Cut out, duck!"
Yeah, exactly. So,
I've never, ever heard of that before.
So now you can't make fun of retards, but you also can't make fun of retarded cats?
But here's the big problem. Okay, this cat is everywhere, if you haven't seen him. And he's become an internet meme or whatever. Yeah. The cat's name is Tartar Sauce. Okay? For short, they call him
Tartar.
Tard.
Oh.
So there are people...
That's not even right.
It's just the kid named the cat Tartar Sauce.
Yeah, so
they call him Tard
it,
for short.
You call it Tart.
Tartar sauce. Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between tard and tart? There is no difference.
They spell it with a D like a tard.
You're tard. You're tard. Yeah, but tard and tart is the same thing. Retard, retard.
Come here, little tard. Come here, little tard.
Retard, you retard, is not a word.
Come here. It is in my book.
Well, your book is very short.
Does tard want some moist and meaty? Does tard want some moist and meaty? You've never heard of the word retarded.
Retarded? Like with a D? Yeah.
Yeah. So not short is retard.
Not retarded. It's not retarded. It's retarded. With a D.
Not T.
R-E-T-A-R-D-E-D. Not T.
And it's not tarred deer sauce.
Color me retarded then.
I guess so.
Color me retarded.
Color me retarded.
So yes, people are mad.
But why? It's a fucking cat.
It is a cat.
And it's hilarious. People love this cat. They don't hate it. They're not.
It's one of the few things on the internet that I don't despise.
Yeah.
Really?
And one of the few things that's good.
Yeah.
I think this cat's just upset. Like World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
It does look depressed, and that's what makes me hate it.
I like this cat.
I hate people that are depressed.
And I don't like cats.
Looking. It just, it's a Debbie Downer.
Meow, meow.
Her eyes.
I don't like cats.
I don't. Her eyes are wider spaced and the jaw and shaped a bit oddly. Her nose is flatter and more like a button. Her jaw appears to be stronger and have a bit more of an underbite. These are, the ears are smaller and rounder too. Sounds familiar? These are a few of my favorite things. It should, as those are all traits of Down syndrome. Grumpy cat obviously has some kind of chromosomal disorder, which gives her that distinct look.
Wow.
So they're just assuming, because the cat looks like this, that it has a feline Down syndrome, and that they call it tarred, and it's insensitive.
So the cat looks like a retard, right? So it could be retarded.
But I got to go back to something real quick. It's a fucking cat. Does it know that it's being called tarred? No, it doesn't. It doesn't fucking know, so why do you care?
And if it did care, wouldn't it be more pissed that its actual name is Tartar Sauce with a D?
Yes.
My family called me Tartar Sauce.
I'd rather be called tarred than Tartar Sauce.
And Steve calls me retard.
Retart.
So wait a minute. Is there a name of the person that's complaining?
Yeah, faggot.
Like, is there one individual?
His name is Faggot McPussy.
I could totally see this cat being...
Because I want Kev to poke him.
I could totally see this cat being owned by the crazy girlfriend character on the internet, obsessed girlfriend, overly attached girlfriend. I could totally see this being her cat. Wouldn't it be a perfect marriage?
I think the internet would blow up if those two got together.
Yeah, well, that needs to happen. We need to get that to happen on the Aristocrats.
So
let's make some phone calls. I'm booking it right now.
So Derek, is there a complete name of the person that's complaining, or is it just a group?
Psychogenic. With a J.
So it's a fake name.
No, I think that's her birth name.
Yeah.
And this is the only picture I can find.
Oh.
And she runs Down Syndrome Uprising blog and Down With That.
Do any of you watch Shameless, by the way?
I used to.
Down Syndrome people. On the most recent episode, they did a hilarious thing where they had a meeting for Down syndrome people and family members of Down syndrome people.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone's ever seen the internet short, The Retarded Policeman. All right, well, it's a bunch of little internet shorts where people get pulled over and a guy with Down syndrome is the cop and the hilarity ensues.
Of course.
But he was in this episode and... the whole bit was that the people with Down syndrome are taking back the word retard, the way black people took back the N-word and all that. So he just starts chanting retard nation.
Okay.
And it was one of the most awkwardly funny things I've seen in a long time.
Taking it back.
Just like a bunch of legit like retards chanting retard nation.
They should.
It's cute.
They should take it back.
It's cute.
Retard nation. I was actually thinking about that today. Like, if I was gay... I wouldn't take offense to slangs like faggot and queer.
Pillow biter and cocksucker. And,
yeah, like I don't understand why these people take such offense that like their life is ruined.
Anal conquistador.
Yeah. Fucking jizz farter.
Jizz farter.
Like, why do people take such offense to name calling?
Cum guzzler.
Because there is a counter hatred for the other people, and it's any advantage possible to marginalize their opinion. That's all
I was
it
just
is.
Gonna say because they're gay.
Okay. It's an overreaction to be like making the other person seem that much worse. It's like they're calling you a name. They're already stupid.
All they're doing is giving those words power. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all they're
doing. Exactly. Like,
it's
counterproductive. If I was black and you dropped the N-word on me, I wouldn't like want to kick your ass or get
well,
my
you don't
homies.
Know that because you're not black.
Okay.
And then, wow. But here's the thing.
So then what can you make fun of me for?
You can't, because you're a middle-aged white man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What are you going to call you, white?
Yeah.
Fuck
cracker, yeah, what's up?
White bread?
What's up, like, white?
Arse bandit? Angel?
Mayonnaise?
I found
all right, fine. Call me a mayonnaise monkey.
Sure.
I will not get upset.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
because you never gave it power.
There's no meaning to you at all. And there's no meaning to it at all. It has no meaning to you.
Okay.
Guys, I just found the greatest web page of all time.
Didn't the N-word used to be in the dictionary?
The
it still is.
Is it?
Why not?
I just found the Wiktionary.
Yeah.
Ooh.
For sexual slurs.
Oh yeah.
Derek has done that noise once before.
That wasn't me.
Let's hear. I love Grumpy Cat, by the way. I'm going to make this my desktop background.
Well,
you are weird.
It's
whatever.
It's in alphabetical order, and it starts with aborto, which is short for abortion, but intended for a very ugly person.
Uh-huh.
ACDC being bisexual person.
Mm-hmm.
Agfay, the Pig Latin version of a gay man.
Oh.
Ambidextrous, a bisexual man. Angel, a gay man who practices anal sex, especially with a boy, as a passive partner.
Mm-hmm.
Arse bandit. A gay male who has anal sex. It's just like an alphabetical fucking list of just all the like the terms you can think of.
Just make a song out of it.
Batty boy, beef curtains, bitch, Bolera, breeder, brownie.
What's a brownie?
They like it in the pooper.
A homosexual penetrated in anal sex.
Oh.
Told you.
Some of these are just a little obvious.
Yeah.
Your mother's obvious.
Obviously, you're baking cupcakes.
You cupcakes.
I'll make her cupcakes.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, cunt. Female genitalia.
Oh. I thought I would see you next Tuesday.
I brought up something the other day, and this is something actually that chat people can get involved, or if you're listening, you can call in. I only brought it up because of Don Stugatz. He posted it on his page, but it was great. What was your first celebrity crush?
Ooh. I wanted to dig into that one, too, and I couldn't think of anything.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to look.
It's hard because there's so many different ones.
You know what? My first one was Daisy Duke when I was a kid, like real little.
Daisy Duke.
I loved Daisy Duke because my sister would watch the Dukes of Hazzard.
Uh-huh.
Hazzard. Hazzard?
Hazzard. Hazzard. Yeah.
And, yeah, I really liked Daisy Duke, and she got me, like, an 8x10 of her ahead of my room.
So, like, that was your first, like...
I was very young.
You
so
wanted
I
the
would,
humper.
I guess I did. I don't know how. I was very young.
You like wanted the feet off her breasts.
I guess. I don't know what I wanted, but.
See, that was hard, you know, because there's so many for so many different reasons for me. But my ultimate one was Nicole Eggert.
Eggert, you were like.
From Charles in Charge.
What?
You were like a teenager by then, though.
Man, yeah, but you sound like a real
first
sperm
one
burper.
That I remember, like, I really wanted to fuck the TV screen.
I was, like, really into Cindy Crawford when I was a kid.
That's actually who Clutch picked.
I couldn't get past the mole.
No?
Nah.
She was in that one movie. There was a scene where, like, she was getting dressed behind a car.
Oh,
after
that was...
yeah, what the hell was that? Like, Die Hard or something?
It was something along...
It was an action movie, but I remember, like, pausing it just because I could see her titties and I'd scrap
her
it real
titties.
Quick.
Her titties.
Nah, I never dug her.
Matt, what was... And that was yours, Cindy Crawford?
That was like my first one. I think when I was like 10 or 11 maybe. What was that? When was that Pepsi commercial?
God.
Remember she did the Pepsi commercial? I'm looking all this shit up.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Kev, what was yours? Your first celebrity crush?
Mariah Carey.
Ooh.
Mariah Carey.
Interesting.
For real.
See, like, I really can't think. Like, Nicole Eggert was such a fucking huge, like, I need to blow load. That's what pops in my head is her.
See, she still looks
good. But I also
now.
Did bring up that Dot from the Animaniacs. I had a crush on her. Like, I was in love
God,
with Dot.
It smells
fucking weird. I don't know why.
Why not?
It is weird.
Why is that weird? I actually posted that. Actually, when Don Stugatz put that on his Facebook page, I explained Dot from Animaniacs. I was like, that's not weird, right? And he's like, no, of course not.
It was 1991 was the Pepsi commercial. She was 25.
The Pepsi Clear one or whatever?
No, just the Cindy Crawford
the
Pepsi
right
commercial.
Now.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We'll get a...
Bob, Kev, can you get Kev on the camera? Kev's going to shotgun a beer.
Is he?
With his keys.
Am I?
Oh, he's not going to do it?
Oh.
No.
Is anybody else answering?
I'm
going
to do it when I want to.
All right.
Yeah, we get an animated GIF of Cindy Crawford.
Clutch says Nicole Eggert blown away.
What does that mean?
He put, yeah, I guess he was blown away by her. Daisy Duke, Cindy Crawford, and Missy Hyatt.
Missy Hyatt,
never Missy Hyatt. All right,
Missy Hyatt in the late 80s was pretty hot.
No.
Yeah, you've probably never seen her.
I did too.
I never cared. Missy Hyatt had a minute in ECW after she got the big reconstructive face fucking lift, and I don't know. I would have poked it then.
Oh,
oh, brutal.
Jesus. She looks like Courtney Love's mom.
Brutal.
That's fucking horrible. But like, there's so many celebrity crushes I've had in general, like Dominique Mociano.
She looks like a bad cartoon version of a woman.
The robot chick from Out of This World.
You know, you're big into. Well, oh, wow.
Wait
a minute.
Out of the, you mean Small Wonder?
Small Wonder, that's it. She was hot, wow. No? Can you pull a picture up of her?
All right, hold on a second. I'm like.
The chick from Small Wonder was hot. I think, I don't think Kev's ever seen her.
You want her now, or you want her in the show?
When I was younger, like I would stay home from school sick, and then the show would come on because it was on like 11 o'clock, like during the week.
Okay, the movie you might have been thinking of was Fair Game.
That's not a really good photo.
It's a photo.
Is that a midget or is it like a legit little girl?
It's a little girl.
That's not the good
but
picture.
What's wrong with you?
But she's about our age, right? Maybe a little older. She looks like a little Jewish girl.
Oh, Jewish girl.
She does.
I don't know. For some reason, when I was home sick from school, this would come on, and I'd be like, I banged this little bitch.
I don't think I've ever had a hard-on for, like, a young girl.
This is what did it for you, the Cindy Crawford here, with the tight tank top. Yeah. I remember her running in slow motion in this movie. It was so gratuitous.
That's the good Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, that was 1995.
Did I see nipples?
You see nipples? Are those nipples? You see little
and in the movie, she takes that top tank
One right there and one right there.
Yeah, she has two.
Yeah.
Two.
Those.
So it's not just one.
No, that's two nips.
Are you telling me she has at least two nipples?
At least.
Yeah. That fucking
But
rules.
She definitely does rock.
Rules.
She definitely does perpetually rock the mom jeans. I'm not sure why.
I also wanted to bang the chick from Step by Step.
That's her now?
That's the girl from Small Wonder. She's 38 years old.
Okay,
any titty shots?
Wow. No. What's her name?
Tiffany Brissett.
Now, how many nipples does she have?
At least two, okay.
Really?
Well, she can pour milk out of her finger, so obviously she's got a nipple on her finger, too.
Ew.
Ooh,
I do remember that scene. But the chick from Step by Step.
Which one?
The one that was like the sports player, the younger sister.
Yeah, the dykey one.
Yes.
She grew up to be real hot.
She did. Yeah.
Wait, she's hot now, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a picture of her since.
Well, I don't know about post-show, but like as the show went on.
There's a good chance.
Keenan?
Pull up her picture. The blonde chick. She was like the softball player and shit.
I'm just bringing up the whole. Her?
No, that's
Dana.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No, I never watched the show.
Oh, that's Dana. Yeah. She was hot as shit, too.
La, 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 la. That's Suzanne Somers.
Bring up a picture of the whole cast. And I'll show you which one.
If you could forgive the 80s hair, Steve.
Of course.
That's your Missy Hyatt.
I mean, she's not horrible.
Much better in the 80s.
She's not horrible. There's so many more better
Christine
ones.
Christine Lakin?
Is that her?
Al? She was the one called Al, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she was Al. Yeah.
She got really hot at the very end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just blew the other. The other one got fat. Yeah. And the other one got more dykish.
There was Stacy, who was the older one.
What's
Dana. Karen was the middle one with the brown hair. And then there was Al, who was Patrick Duffy's daughter in the show.
She aged
and
well.
She was the
That's her now?
I guess. It looks fairly recent.
She's adorable.
How old is she?
Probably 35.
Oh, Matt's got a better picture.
I'd let her slurp my D.
Yeah.
Matt, can you send that picture?
I am known for coming up with the worst pictures.
I have the picture here. It's fine.
She's 34.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, wow. She's really good looking.
Yeah. I mean,
she has
better
that
on the
head
show,
shape. She got that Tiffany Amber Thiessen shave head.
Mm-hmm.
Like I call it the family tartan, where it's like got that really weird bottom, like almost jack-o'-lantern sort of. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I would have banged Suzanne Somers back in the Three's Company days.
Still bang her now.
I don't know about now. She only got one tit. That's a lot.
One? I wouldn't fuck it with your dick.
Kev, there's a chick with one nipple.
What?
Suzanne Somers, man. She only got one
Who
tit.
Who else did we talk about
She
here?
Get the breast cancer.
I can't keep up with all the fucking topics.
R.I.P. Susan Summers titties.
Is there anybody else?
It wouldn't be a celebrity crush topic without somebody saying Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He says, is in Maxim. That was old, right? She was in Maxim
a few years ago.
Yeah, like last week.
Was it?
That shoot is amazing.
Again?
Oh, look at that little side boobage.
Topanga packs a lot of hot into like 5 foot one.
When's that show airing, by the way?
I don't know.
Pretty soon. All right. Who else did we say?
Derek, who else you got?
There was somebody else that I think Derek said before.
I said Daisy Duke.
Daisy Duke.
I'm sure she's horrible now.
She's probably dead.
Probably.
I don't know, like...
Do it. Do it, you son of a bitch. Do it. Oh, don't spill it. And I call that the flute. It's coming out the top. Oh my god. Kev, you're an animal.
Whoa.
I hope you're driving.
How do you do that without burning your throat?
You just don't let it touch your throat.
Right straight down to the tummy.
I know. I actually drank with, I was at a party one time with a guy that just drank out of the top of the beer faster than you just shotgunned it.
How can you even do that with all the glug? You just suck it out?
The glug. All right, here's Daisy Duke.
Yeah, Daisy Duke was hot.
I always thought she had like a really...
I'm surprised nobody said Tiffany Amber Thiessen yet.
We can get to her.
Calm down. I think she's overrated.
Daisy Duke?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
We're all the Daisy Duke thing. She's too old.
Daisy Duke.
She dead now?
You asked me who my first crush was. So.
Yeah. Daisy Duke I always thought had kind of a mean face.
Yeah.
Like a little rough.
I mean, looking at her now, I don't think she's good looking at all. But
I mean, Marilyn Monroe's better than her.
She definitely looks like she can
Marilyn
yank the
Monroe
skin off your dick.
Is so ugly,
Matt. You're ugly.
She's so ugly. Oh man,
it's so dead.
Yeah, very dead.
Yeah,
is she dead too? By the way, is she still alive?
Who? Daisy Duke.
Daisy Duke.
Yeah, what does she look like now? Let's see her today. See if we would.
Because I'd probably still fuck Marilyn Monroe's corpse.
Okay.
Maybe
moving along.
Maybe if you put her fucking vagina in a microwave,
boil it up,
get
a
it to
bit.
Like human temperature
warm
for a
up.
Moment.
Yeah. Oh, how many seconds?
Catherine 15
Bach.
At least 45.
Catherine Bach was born in 54
years old.
She's not that old. She could probably still look.
What's
her
she
up.
Looking like these days?
She's looking like that.
Right today?
That's
her.
What, Steve? What'd you do? That's that door.
Wait, that's her within like the last 4 years?
Yeah, that's her Wikipedia picture.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Doesn't say.
Her face has definitely gotten a little meaner.
Is Bo and Luke Duke still
alive? I think I would.
Oh, this is saying 2007.
Here we go.
You know who I banged to? The chick from Knight Rider. What the hell is her name?
The car?
Let me cut this poor guy out of here.
The fuck was her name? Like Lawferson or something.
What?
That's her? Daisy Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little rough.
What was the chick from Knight Rider?
I never watched Knight Rider.
Really?
No.
You don't even know what I'm talking about at all?
No. Nope. I didn't even know there was a girl.
Well, pull the cast from Knight Rider. See if you'd bang her.
Knight Rider?
Her name was like McPherson or something.
McPherson?
Something weird.
Al McPherson?
Ooh.
Oh, Patricia McPherson?
Yeah, is that it? Sounds right.
Related to Elle McPherson? She was another one. I liked the supermodels when I was a kid. Maybe that's why I
yeah,
watched
Yeah, that's
Style.
Her in the top left.
What, wait, whoa. Go to the third picture in from the top.
This one?
That?
That ain't her.
That's right there.
No, I want a cheeseburger.
That's gotta be some chick working for like a fucking bank or something. Yeah.
This is what Steve.
Yeah, I would have banged her. Why not?
Yeah.
In the 80s?
She just looks plain.
I like the 80s, man.
She is plain Jane.
She's boring.
Dude, you're talking to somebody that would bang Sarah Connor from Terminator 2, too. So.
Okay.
Before or after she was all dirty?
I want her right when she escaped the mental hospital.
I wonder when she's holding this fucking syringe of Clorox to the guy's.
Weren't
there a couple other ones?
There's Roto-Rooter, by the way. Get your facts straight.
Oh, fuck you, bro. Let's fight about it.
Were there a couple other ones we wrote
about? Fight about it.
Derek, you want to make sure nobody fell over?
I think Tiffany Amber Thiessen was definitely overrated.
Explain
Who?
I
T-I-F-F.
It's with an I.
By the way, I'm a lucky man because my wife resembles Tiffany and Bertheson.
Really, but...
No, she doesn't. Tiffany and Bertheson definitely have thicker sideburns.
Oh, man. You're going to make Jamie so self-conscious about her sideburns.
Thicker sideburns.
She's never going to come to work at the shop again.
The shop. What the fuck is this thing?
Jamie's got the same eyes and shit.
Dude, Tiffany and Bertheson definitely had sideburns. No? Nobody's going to contest me on this?
No, I'm a fan of Tiffany. I can't.
No. I definitely am a fan, too. But
no way.
Derek, would you bang
She's
Tiffany?
She's Jewish.
Who cares?
I'm just pointing at
her. I mean, that's a cute picture.
I wouldn't mind her tainted blood on me. I don't care.
She's got sideburns. Tell me she doesn't.
So what?
What?
Now, Tiffany Amber Thiessen in 90210 is definitely better than anything on Saved by the Bell.
Well, okay. I'm trying to think of like TV shows that I watched that like I don't
somebody
Kelly Bundy
oh yeah before or after she got breast cancer
both
with one tit or two.
Let's bring up Christina Applegate, whom I think up until a few years ago was better and better every year.
The chick from the Revenge of the Nerds was hot too, the cheerleader chick. Booger. Are you pulling up Kelly Bundy now? She's kind of falling apart.
I don't know how old
one tit at
is,
a time.
She still looks good. Another Jew, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, they just run
You know who was hot, too? The last I seen her, though, was in a Scooby-Doo movie. It was Alicia Silverstone.
We talked about her last week.
No. Does Kevin give the same reaction?
And then I brought the picture of her in the pink panties. And
we brought her up last
good.
Week, dude. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm glad. That's horrible.
Stacy Dash, greater than Alicia Silverstone.
Clutch says Kathy Ireland and also Jenny McCarthy during the MTV single down.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Even now, Jenny
No,
McCarthy
seriously, that time
now.
Frame was perfect, though. The single down time frame when she was like a goofball.
Here you go.
That made her
cute. Like this hairstyle.
Yeah, I like short hair.
I think she still looks great.
That's recent?
Pretty recent, yeah.
She had breast cancer also, by the way.
She did.
Is she lovely?
Kathy Ireland was perfect in Unnecessary Roughness.
She had that big jaw, though.
Kathy Ireland.
I didn't like that big jaw.
You weren't a Kathy Ireland fan?
Young motherfucker.
She's
all right. Old.
She's all right, but I know, right? We're really dated here. Jesus, Jenny McCarthy with the fucking tits.
Look, even I was like...
By the time I had heard of Kathy Ireland, she was fucking shilling pants in Kmart.
Look at the size of Jenny McCarthy's breasts.
Yeah, but we knew her. She was doing underwear modeling.
Wait, what is she doing now?
Fat.
Oh.
Derek, you've only chimed in with one. I'm starting to think you're gay.
Wow.
Yeah, Derek, are you gay?
I guess so.
The chick from Eight Simple Rules and what's that show now she's in?
Oh, here she goes. She looks good here.
She's fucking gorgeous. She's in that other show now. It's popular. What the fuck is it called? The blonde chick from Eight Simple Rules. The one with John Ritter before he died.
Here we go. Kathy Ireland looks great here. You'll see her next
time. No, did you guys?
Oh my God, no, she doesn't. She looks like Matt.
Ew, what
Stop
the fuck
it.
Is
if
that?
If Matt put
that
a blonde
can't be
streak
real.
Hair, what the fuck is that?
Will you stop it?
I mean, the tits
is
look
that
nice.
Real?
That can't be.
I'd still knock her tits around.
Part of her face is a different color than the other part.
I think I've seen her at Ted's.
That looks like a mix between, that looks like a mix between Kathy Ireland and Paul Heyman.
This is apparently a before
Are you a
Heyman
guy or what?
She must have
C-double-O.
She must have had children because that looks quite a bit better.
No, the tits don't look nearly as good.
Well, is that really her, Matt, on the left?
Yeah, it's her after having a kid.
Oh my God, she's got a gut.
It's hanging out and she's proud of it.
I guess so.
Is that the same top?
I think she's just like fuck makeup.
That top is sadder than Steve's shirt.
Wow.
What's wrong with my shirt?
I'm just going off of what Gene Slater said.
Why does he hate my shirt?
He said that you were just asking a lot of it.
What does that
See,
mean?
See, this is the Kathy Ireland I remember. I was not really
testing
a fan of her.
Testing its limits.
That's the one I remember right there.
Yeah. See, I always thought she was a little mannish.
Yeah,
the big eyebrows.
Yeah, the eyebrows.
Those caterpillars.
Hey, that's
the Nikki Ocean's
the
eyebrows
thing, though.
You know what, though? It's coming back. More and more, you're seeing girls draw in their eyebrows real thick.
Yeah, why don't you just grow them in, ladies? Just grow them in right
Why do that when
right,
you just
easy.
Paint
Jamie
them on?
Jamie can't grow them in, so relax.
Because if you paint them on a little too high, you look like you're surprised.
Well, that's why you just you get like a stencil of your face with the just cut out. So you just hold it and just spray it in.
But a lot of these women are examples of ones that like were born in the wrong decade. Because in their 40s, they look a lot better now than they did in their 20s.
Mm. Well, that's just
Big Bang Theory.
The style is better.
Yes. Now you know what I'm talking about?
Katie Kukoc. Yeah.
Did anybody, you know, speaking of girls slightly outside of your time frame, anybody ever find Alice Cramden really hot from The Honeymooners?
Yeah.
No, am I alone on this one?
I'd have to see her. I never saw The Honeymooners.
You never saw it?
Alice?
Why
sure,
the fuck
why
would
not?
I watch? I told you, I don't like black and white movies, TV shows. It puts me to sleep.
What?
Okay. You got to get her in the Halloween costume movies. In the Man from Space episode.
Like, black and white is
Was this
boring.
Audrey Meadows? Is that her?
I don't know. Is it? Maybe.
I also know an obscure one that you guys might... I think Kev...
Yeah, Audrey
Meadows. I think Kev would be all about this chick, too, if he knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. One time.
The chick from Grounded for Life.
Oh, the redhead?
Yes! Oh, my God. That is a goddess right there.
Who's that?
That's the girl from Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
and she was on Atypical Rules.
She looks a whole lot better there than anywhere else I've seen her.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
I think this was her most recent photo shoot.
A very doctored.
Bring
photo
up the
shoot.
Bring oh, up sure. the chick now. The redhead from Atypical Rules, or Grounded for Life. She had humongous tits, but the mom was hotter.
Okay, here's your Audrey Meadows, Kev.
Yeah,
for the
I can see it. I can see that bottom lip like rubbing my scrotum.
I got to look for the one specific picture that I've liberated children to.
What about this girl?
Yeah, you know what? She's a little quirky. She's a little weird looking, but
she was a little chubby, but she had nice tits.
I'd spill a batch to her.
A little chubby.
Matt, Derek, why do you go to the worst place?
He always does that. He's like, oh, this one.
So this is
good.
What you like?
She looks good.
No, that's a horrible picture.
She's hot.
Please go back to Google.
What's her
search.
Name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Matt, find a better picture.
Lindsay Bartleson?
Go to the mother, though, because the mother was hotter.
Hotter than her? The hell you say?
Yeah, well, you're being a dick, but...
No. I just brought up the...
Go to the mom.
She's dopey looking, this girl.
Find a good picture and pull
it.
Will you be serious?
There's one right there.
I actually have a cousin that looks just like her.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. You just scared me.
The mom. What the hell is the mom's name?
Cunt Lips McGillicuddy.
Yeah, you like that one. Well, here we go.
I mean, that's a nice picture of her face, but her tits are huge.
They're not that big.
Well, they were in a show. I don't know if she's like lost weight.
Yeah, so Derek just keeps bringing up these.
That's not the mom.
No, it's not. That's the daughter you like.
But you keep bringing up these.
The mom's hotter. I said.
Pictures.
Oh, sorry. They're unflattering people. I don't know what to tell you. I can only work with what I'm given.
Okay, look at the mom up.
He's got it up there.
The mom? That's not the mom.
Who is it?
That's who Steve's talking about.
That's the same girl
that's
you brought up.
That's just a better picture. There are better pictures of people that exist on the internet.
I don't think so.
This is dragging on.
It is. I won't talk about this anymore. Steve's obsession with ugly girls on TV.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. Steve loves ugly chicks on TV.
Kev was backing me with her.
What? With who? No.
This friend wasn't
me.
Yeah, her tits are not big at all.
Well, she looked like she lost some weight.
They actually look like they have like the fucking lemon shape to them.
Lemon shape.
Yeah. Yeah, what an awkward girl.
Yeah.
It's all right. Oh, what about what's your face from? I mean, we were a little older at that point, but Nikki Cox.
Yes,
dude, she was even hot in Terminator 2.
But have you seen her like now?
She's horrible now. Oh my God, disgusting.
She fucked herself up bad.
Wait, what? Wait,
this is sad that you actually have to look her up and be like Nikki Cox young.
Yeah,
she's like barely older than us.
Not disgusting.
She went from being like a 10.
Oh my,
to being an alien.
Wait. I don't know any recent pictures of her.
You'll see.
You're unfamiliar with this?
No.
You ever see pictures, like before and after pictures, where somebody gets way too much plastic surgery and really ruins themselves?
Look at that.
And her tits were real.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's lovely. You know who
she's... That's not even a good picture that Matt pulled up.
You know who she's married to?
Good enough.
Who she was?
34 years young.
You know who her, as far as I know, she's been married twice?
Yeah, to...
first husband was Bobcat Goldthwait, yeah. And now she's married to Jay Moore.
Who is in this picture I'm about to bring up.
Oh, my God. Hideous.
What happened to her?
You can see Jay Moore's giraffe tattoo.
What happened to her? Looks like lips, cheeks, eyebrows, chin, nose.
And she's anorexic.
Yeah.
She had meat on her when she was on Unhappily Ever After.
I think Bobcat, he made out all right.
There was Unhappily...
He got her when the game was good.
Oh, my God.
Now he uses me real hot. Now he looks like Skeletor.
Where'd you get those lips?
You know, I got to admit, he is like... His before and afters are amazing.
Bobcat?
Yeah. From like Police Academy till now?
Yeah.
There was Unhappily Ever After for her. And then there was that random show where she was like married to a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Me.
Okay, I got a question for you here. What was wrong with how she looked that she felt she needed to change anything?
Maybe she got in a car accident. You don't know.
No, maybe she didn't.
If I remember correctly, I read a story where she like got one thing done and it was like botched. And then she had to do a bunch of shit to try to like cover that up.
Oh, so she
just ruined everything.
So it's like when you mess up shaving and then you keep trying to fix it and eventually you stick the whole thing off.
She had one wrong thing, so she had to make the rest of her wrong.
Yeah.
Because every part of her body is gross. Like her
touch her tits or no?
Her breasts are disgusting.
They're like
now.
Lopsided.
Wait, she changed her
nipples.
Breasts?
Her nipples are going in like opposite directions.
Why would you take perfectly natural, huge, nice tits and change them?
Don't, because she lost weight and I guess they shrunk.
Like she's got one nipple on her clavicle now and the on her belly button.
On her clavicle.
Yeah. Her nose
she busted her clavicle, brain.
She made her nose skinnier. Her mouth wider, her lips fatter, her eyebrows are ruined. Her eyes themselves? What happened? She's only 34 and she's looked like this for about 5 years.
Well, at least she hasn't aged then.
No.
Her shit's gross. All fucked up.
Good on you, Bobcat, for leaving. Moving on.
About time.
The parents of a child molested by a neighbor have taken an unusual step to get away from the man who abused their daughter. Basically, a couple years back. What?
Oh, that can't be her.
What?
That can't be her.
Ew.
What
the fuck is that? That's the kid that got molested?
There's no way that's her.
You gotta put it up on here so I can
see. Is it like,
oh my
wait, who is that?
That's Nikki Cox.
You're fucking lying.
That's methinated.
Dude, her one breast hangs about 2 inches lower than the other one. What happened? Look at her. She's wasting away.
Fucking Bobcat, man.
Oh, you're right about that anorexia, you bullshit.
What?
She said you're right about that anorexia.
Disgusting.
She looks terrible.
That can't be her. There's no way. It looks like Missy Hyatt.
Yes. Missy Hyatt wishes
she looks like that. She's kissing bees.
The bee's knees.
Ew! This is a silence the show.
It's brutal.
She's gotten even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, go. I have to get away from
this.
Yeah,
just take it off.
Oh, my God.
So anyway... this fella, who is 65 years young, pleaded guilty in 2011 to indecent assault of a child under 13. He was sentenced to 3 to 23 months in prison.
I like the phrasing indecent assault as if there is a decent assault of a child.
Well, that was a pretty decent assault, so we're going to let you go.
We're not bothered by that because that assault was decent.
Indecent assault would be like slapping someone with your cock.
Yeah.
So then what, decent assault is slapping them with your...
fist.
Yeah.
Hand.
I'm just going to bring up a picture of her and leave it up here for a while so you can remember what she looked like.
I don't want to look at that again.
God. No, this is what she used to look like.
Well, apparently this guy's a neighbor of the family whose child was molested. And so the guy is out of jail. He's home with his family. According to Megan's Law, he has to be a registered sex offender for the rest of his life.
Uh-huh.
And now the family... who has the daughter who was molested, they can't sell their house because they live next to a child molester. So they are suing this guy.
For being a child molester.
They're suing him for basically ruining their house and the value of their house. And they want him to buy their property off of them and pay for them to move to another town to get away from him.
Wow. Wasn't he just
Why can't himself? They just sell to a family that doesn't have kids?
I guess, I don't know. It's about 235.
What do they have to worry about?
$235,000.
Yeah, sold to some queers.
Yeah, but maybe the woman doesn't want to get molested while she's gardening.
Well, because I guess if you're, going to buy a house, this guy, they have to tell you that this guy's there.
Obviously, so, they do. Well, but like, say you moved in, you're like, oh, I don't have any kids. I don't give a fuck.
Well, these are French doors. Worry about? These are French doors. They were just added. Oh, and the guy next door, he fucked a kid.
Yeah.
So this is the pool.
Wait, but no ghosts? No ghosts, right?
No ghosts, and he doesn't fuck adults, right?
I mean, the guy's 65. He's going to be croaking soon. Why can't they just fucking...
He can't even get a boner no more.
Soon. Yeah. Or just he can live another 20 years. That ain't soon.
Or just kill him yourself.
I'm surprised he only had 3 to 23 months in prison for abusing a child.
Now, how much trouble would you get in if you go and, like, rape somebody who raped a kid?
So you're saying if you raped the guy that raped the kid, how much trouble would you get in?
Revenge rape?
You might not get in
Vigilante
any.
Revenge rape.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Usually rapists, when they go to prison, get raped by men in prison.
What are you in for? I fucked a little girl. Did you?
Oh.
Well, now you're my little girl. My little pony.
I actually lived, I've said this before, a guy moved onto my block that was a registered sex offender.
Oh, boy.
Did you get the letter?
My parents did.
Oh, this is
it was addressed to me. I was a minor.
I didn't know. I thought you meant now.
You hadn't gotten to that point in the story.
But I told a story that we were playing like football or something, and a ball landed in his yard, and he was screaming at us to get off his property.
No! No! Don't get that the fuck! No! Get off my property!
House was nice, though.
Ooh. He just kicks the ball into the street, and somehow Seaman gets on it. I don't know how.
God damn it! Nice ass! Now get out of here! Neither.
You get out of here, sweet cheeks! You too, cutie pie!
Cutie pie.
So
don't make me come over there, munchkin!
Kind of on the subject of this, have you guys heard about there's a few communities where the families in the area are putting money together to get like small patches of like township, just patches of grass named as parks, because laws say that like pedophiles can't live within a certain distance of parks.
Yeah.
So like, okay, this is part of my property and part of your property. Let's give it up, build a fence, and make it a park so that nobody can move in here.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's good to get around the system.
But then eventually you could rub them out to where they'd have to leave the country.
Well, maybe they shouldn't be molesting kids.
That's a good point.
Yeah, let's cut it off at the real problem here.
Seriously. Let's not build all these unnecessary parks.
No, I think there should be just straight up execution for that.
Hey, what's this 1 foot by 1 foot fenced off area? Oh, that's the park.
keeps the pedophiles away.
Keeps Damien over there about 1,000 yards.
It keeps people like you.
Meanwhile, there's just a creepy guy sitting in the van just going,
I'll get you, Park. I'll get you.
Oh, shit.
He keeps vandalizing it, spray painting something.
Purposely having his dog shit in it.
Yeah.
You fuck them in their park.
There's no swings or nothing, just a fucking pick up after your pet sign. Yeah. And that's it.
And there's this dog shitting there like, hey, man. He's like, I can't go near it. I'm sorry, guys.
I'd love to pick up that poopy.
I would love to, but I can't go near. I'm going to have to wait for him to come to me and wipe his ass. I'm with you guys. I'm over here. I'm with you guys.
I'm trying to train him to pick it up and bring it over to me.
Hey, what would you rather have? Your kids touch your shit in your park? Go ahead. You take your pick.
If I go over there, I'm telling you right now, I'm molesting your kids. Yeah. So it's either I stay here and the dog shits, or I go over there and fuck your baby.
End.
It's your choice.
Well, I don't want shit in my shoes, but I'd like my kids' genitals to be.
All right, let me think about it.
Honey, no. I don't want shit on my shoes, but I also don't want my kid shit on your dick.
What?
Yeah, I said that.
My God.
My kid shit on your dick.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, Christ.
Matt, you are mesmerized, by the way. You haven't said a word since you pulled up Nikki the fucking cock
rocks.
I've
been working.
In memory of Nikki Cox's
is that her WB promo picture?
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
She was exquisite.
See, now I'd rather make that my background than an angry cat, but you're weird.
She's a perfect woman, and now she's a perfect corpse.
Now, what show was she on? Married with Children with a Puppet?
Yeah, it was Unhappily Ever After.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, with the rabbit.
I liked that show.
It was a good show.
It's a total spinoff, but I mean.
I saw in the movie theater a couple days ago the, I got to look
Great and Powerful Oz?
What is this? The Steve Carell thing. where he was a magician.
Oh, with the Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Burt Wonderstone. The incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Jim Carrey's in it?
Yeah. Jim Carrey, Steve Buscemi, and Steve Carell.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Carell.
And Olivia Wilde.
Ooh.
Pictures? Don't know who Olivia Wilde is?
Pictures, please.
And James Gandolfini's in it.
Does she have two nipples?
Hopefully.
At very least, two.
Yeah.
Bare minimum.
She's,
come on, pull up the worst picture ever.
The worst picture? This is probably the worst picture.
No, it's the best.
I know. Because I brought it up, so it's okay.
Google's getting gay.
Yeah, it really is. I'm not digging this. I'm digging that, though.
Yeah, it ain't bad. Her nose a little fucked
up. What's her
up.
Name?
Olivia Wilde with
yeah.
an E.
Yeah.
She was also on a House. Mm. House.
Her nose is fucked up. That's about it, though.
But the movie, completely, just complete garbage.
Really?
The movie was complete shit.
Yeah, even a fucking all-star cast like that, huh?
I don't know. They just weren't trying.
Now, was to Steve Buscemi the same guy that was in Saving Silverman?
What?
Steve Buscemi?
Are you thinking of Steve Zahn?
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi is from Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, Fargo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He was the guy in Billy Madison who shot the other guy.
Yeah, he put the lipstick on.
Yeah.
All
right.
I can't,
he was the guy with crazy eyes and Mr. Deeds.
I can't believe I just mistaked Steve Zahn for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking dumb.
Steve Zahn's funny.
Steve Zahn is funny.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to make this transition, but I'm going to take her off the screen so I can let Steve know. Steve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in every Adam Sandler movie ever.
Ever. Period.
Yeah.
And Airheads.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a good fucking movie.
It is a good movie. Was.
Can't beat
which
that.
Was also an Adam Sandler movie. So you.
Was it?
Oh.
He was the
well,
drummer.
He was in it, but yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't his production.
Yeah, it was before he was running things.
But he was still in it.
He was one of the main characters.
I ain't farting in no snare drum.
I'm liking
put
Derek's
the monster away, Pip.
Derek's Obama for America logo. I think
you like
we're keeping it?
Yeah.
It's good.
Before, I was drinking a Coke, and I was all the way back, and it looked like I was sucking on the O.
Oh.
Oh.
You know, the brilliant person who made that logo, by the way, used like real white for part of it. So when I cropped it out, it took out the whole bottom slash.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was stupid.
So it's not enough that you hate the president. You got to hate the guy who made his logo.
Whoever made this.
The genius who made this logo in quotations.
Whoever made this one in particular.
Logo. This bullshit logo.
So I had to like.
He was also in Armageddon, by the way.
He was.
Who, the guy who made the logo?
No, yeah. Steve Buscemi.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was the one going crazy.
I feel like he's looking.
He was riding the nuclear warhead like a fucking horse.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Steve's obsession with Dominique Mociano.
Oh, she was fucking good.
Do you like gymnasts or just her in particular?
Well, when the Olympics are on, I could scrap to their ass.
Yeah. There's one I think you might like. She. I mean, what is her name?
All right, well, what were you saying about that movie, Derek?
It was terrible? Bad. Yeah, it was really bad. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
Was Jim Carrey in it for the long term or just like a couple scenes?
I mean, he's not the main character. He's in some key scenes.
From what I've seen, it looked like the magician's version of that Will Ferrell movie where he was the ice skater.
Okay, yeah, Blaze of Glory?
Kinda, yeah.
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 Two magicians down on their luck. They've been at it for a while. Jim Carrey is the, what's that guy's name? The street magician that does all the fucking crazy shit.
David
the mind freak.
Queer.
No, mind freak guy.
Chris Angel.
Yes, Chris Angel. Yeah, yeah. Except his show is called Mind Rape.
Oh. Dude, that guy started from street corner shit to get banging celebrities.
Yeah, I remember being in like early years of freshman year of high school, going to the WWF restaurant in Times Square, and Chris Angel was performing out front.
You were
and then
one
handing
of
out
the five
flyers.
People that went there.
Yeah, they had a really sweet Royal Rumble arcade.
Which was the
arcade version of the I think it was a Dreamcast game.
It was that or Nintendo 64,
and it ruled.
Yeah,
Chris Angel only lasted like a fucking couple months, and then he fell off the face of the earth again.
Nah, he's still around.
Yeah, although he's around still, but nobody gives a shit about him anymore.
He sells his own magic kit now.
Yeah, and he also gives away every single trick that he does. So,
yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, sure. He like gets you to believe that he's actually levitating, and then you know for $50 you can buy a DVD and he'll show
and
you how
see
to do
that
it.
He keeps a fake leg in his pants.
Exactly,
fake leg, a third leg.
Like literally, like there's Velcro on the back of his jeans, and he takes his leg out of his shoe and puts it on like a curb, and then lifts himself up. And he has magnets on his shoes so they stay together.
What a, tell him to go home.
Tell you what, though. He put a lot of fucking time and effort into all that shit.
Yeah, sure. Well, what else was he going to do?
Did he get run over by a steamroller one time?
All kinds of stupid
shit. Steamroller! I haven't even seen one of those since I was like 7.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Who framed Robert Redford?
Oh, by the way, Jessica Rabbit was hot.
Okay.
Prove it.
Still is, because she's unchanged. Cartoon, so.
Mm-hmm. The chick from Tomb Raider was hot, too.
You know, I hear Jessica Rabbit got a tit chopped off to cancer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I sucked it out.
Wow.
It's a bad show.
It is horrible. It's horrible. Yeah, we've been in a on a roll, so can't keep going forever.
Yeah.
Did you just say on a roll?
Yeah, something like that. What have you been pulling up, Matt?
I don't know. I was trying to find a picture of this one gymnastics chick, but...
I'm glad you asked. I'll shotgun another beer.
Anyway.
Go for it.
Never mind.
I'm glad you asked.
You get me distracted with the stuff.
Some weird stuff going on in Twitter.
Uh-oh.
There are people that are studying Twitter and saying that Twitter is breaking up into tribes.
It's kind of true.
And they have unique language. Not an entirely different language, but certain language that they use on
dialects.
Twitter. I guess so. They're basically studying it, saying that the use of common language allows Twitter users to quickly identify like-minded people. This is the University of London and Princeton University. They analyzed 75 million tweets from 189,000 Twitter users to find words that were used a lot by one group and relatively rarely by anyone else. And they basically made a map. Of course, they didn't give any of this information in this article. They just said that they did it. By looking
just
at
like
the
moon landing. They did it. That's it. Yeah.
It's done. Forget it. Where's the map? No, forget it. I made it. It's at home. It's in my other briefcase. By looking at the language someone uses, it is possible to predict which community he or she is likely to belong to with up to 80% accuracy. So they can look at a tweet and
but yum.
It doesn't say like what the tribes are or what they're broken up into. It just says that they are.
Are they called Quest?
Tribe called Quest, motherfucker.
Are they combat tribes?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, you could easily tell, like, if people, you know, what, you know, they're talking about, like...
About what, Kev?
Like, the BET Awards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about them?
You know, I was actually, crazy enough, I was thinking about that kind of shit today with Twitter. Like, it's almost like high school. Like, people get into their groups. You know, you got your podcasts, your O&A pests on one side, then the brothers stick to their side, and the Chinese people. Like, it's segregated. But not on purpose. It's just that's what happens.
Well, just like anything else.
Exactly. Exactly.
And of course, the research could have commercial applications, such as for advertisers. So they're taking all this and they're trying to make money on it.
Sure.
Kev, are you sleeping on the couch tonight, Kev?
Time me.
No. Go. Now.
Here you go, Steve. One, this is something for you.
2, 3, 4, 5. Almost six seconds. Look at that titties.
There you go, Steve. There's Nicole Eggert for you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
That was before the fake
imprints. Almost looks like a man chest.
It's pretty close.
Hey, there's a guy sucking on it.
Yeah. Going to town.
And it ain't me.
What is this? This
fucking bitch.
This is some movie that she was in. She got naked.
She sure did.
Well, at least topless. She just looks like she didn't really do a too good a job of shaving them pits, though.
What? Why would she shave her tits?
Pits. Armpits.
I was trying to make a joke. What else you got for us, Derek?
That's all I got. All
right, shut the baby down.
Oh.
Shut it down. Yeah. We got work in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see. Da, da, da. There's me too. There's an apology hotline in New York.
Really?
There's a Brooklyn guy called Mr. Apology, and basically he set up a hotline where people can just call and apologize for things that they did, completely anonymous. And you know, I guess just to get it off your chest.
The Catholics had a thing like that.
Yeah.
It was called rape.
It was called, we're supposed to share one of the boxes.
So wait, if you like murder somebody, you can call and be like, I'm sorry for it. And that's it?
I guess so.
And they can't do nothing about it?
I guess not.
Yeah, can this guy report you if you say you've done anything illegal?
It's saying it's calling. It says attention, amateurs, professional, criminals, blue collar, white collar. It's getting a little fuzzy here. And there's an apology.
Is this just a lonely guy who wants to hear what you have to say?
I guess. Yeah.
When you go to confession at church, I've never been to that kind of shit. What if you are somebody that's like murdered somebody and confess?
Yeah,
can they turn?
They can't.
No. That's a lot of Hail Marys.
They can.
Well, they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
No, there was something a few years ago that came up about that. They have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to now.
Let's look at it. Church.
It's like you go in there and you're like, Father.
Fuck them churches.
I'm really sorry, Father. I don't know what I can do, you know, to get, God to forgive me for this, but I killed my wife yesterday.
Whoop, whoop.
And Father's just like, really? And he pulls out the cell phone and he's beep, just like,
beep, beep.
Go ahead,
son.
Nothing, go ahead.
And he's just like,
how did you
like,
do
yeah,
it?
There's a guy in confession right now. And he
was that a priest?
Was it, what?
it's like, boop, boop, boop. Hold on 1 second. Can you explain how it happened?
And go.
Can you repeat that last sentence just a little louder?
Now, we had to go to confession in CCD. Do you remember that? You went to CCD,
yeah,
right?
I never did.
It was a couple of times, I think, where it was mandatory. And one time I went where it was you go in the room and there's the sliding thing. And and the priest was
the
just like, but literally, like, just the priest mumbled. Was just like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. That's nothing. Goodbye. That was it.
Do the rosary twice.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, like one Hail Mary. Goodbye.
Bye. Peace.
And the other time was where'd you go? You would
St. Catherine's.
Okay, so you wouldn't know. I actually had to go in a room.
Really?
And it was almost like therapy session. Yeah.
Wow.
It was very bizarre.
What'd you confess to?
I don't even remember.
Fucking murdering people.
The priest may withhold absolution unless the participant turns himself in. The priest would certain counsel that the person turn himself in, but I would think that there can be no absolution unless the person turns himself in. If the person does not turn himself in, he's still in the state of grave sin as he was before he confessed to the priest. Mm-hmm. The priest cannot turn him in. A priest can never break the seal of confessional. A priest who does so may no longer be a priest, since the church would view the violation of the confessional as very serious. But that does not absolve the man from the crime.
Yeah.
So if he confesses in the confessional, the priest cannot.
There seems to be some kind of legal loophole there. Yeah. Where it's like a circular thing, where like he confesses, but unless he turns himself in, he is not absolved. So there's no point in confessing if you're not going to turn yourself in. Mm. And I'm sure many priests convince the admitters to do so.
Probably.
You should probably tell this to a cop.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty sweet story.
Would you mind telling the police? No, I don't want the cops involved. Oh. okay. No, it's fine. Just
sorry, it's just you want a prize.
But what's that?
Then what happened?
But I hear a siren.
Fire. Don't know. Just keep going.
I didn't use. Are you sure that's not? It's getting louder.
It must be right outside. I don't know.
No, you're on Cash Confessionals.
It's getting louder. I'm pretty sure it's coming here.
See, they're going out. They're going out. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, then I took the pickaxe.
Oh, my God. Just keep going.
Well,
oh,
I took
it's
the,
fine.
Then I ate her body, and are you sure that's not coming
that's
here?
That's fine. No, it's all right.
Suspect is in the confessional. Move in.
Go ahead. No, keep going.
It really sounds like they're right outside the door.
We have the church surrounded.
Anyway, I took the handle of the axe and I put it in her mouth.
And then the bit died.
Zip her up your fly and come out with your pants up.
Come out with your hands and pants up.
So I was jacking off on this priest and...
Oh, Christ on a cracker.
We have a new pope.
Thank God.
We do have a new pope.
And he's an Argentinian.
Yeah.
First non-European pope ever.
First American pope.
Isn't Shakira an Argentinian?
South American.
Well, okay. American continent.
American continent.
He's American. Canadians are American.
Yeah. North Americans. I'm afraid of Americans.
North America, South America, Joe DiMaggio.
Middle America.
Anyway.
Merck.
Everybody's all hating this guy, too, already, huh?
What?
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, the Pope?
Yeah.
I heard a lot of support for him, like, immediately, yeah, like, out of the gate.
Dude, everyone I've seen posing is like, this guy's a child molester.
Well, of course. So they just, he just is. Every one of them now.
He's a Pope, he must be.
Every one of them now.
Like, seriously, everyone's like, the new guy, a.k.a. child molester.
A.k.a.
Wow. Yeah, it's so bad.
Mo Lester.
Hey, Mo.
You know, for me, that's just a fucking product of, I think child molester, like, I don't think priests are molesters. It's just that people are molesters, and they know that they can get one-on-one with children
sure.
if they become a priest.
Absolutely.
So it's not like a Catholic problem
Cause
or a Christian
effect.
Problem.
Well, what the problem is also, I'm sure they go into the priesthood to
become
absolve
molesters.
Themselves of their...
Gayness. I think they just go in to get to them kids.
Yeah, no, that's
so?
Exactly
yeah.
what it is.
No. You don't think they go in there to
and
get
and they lose
to,
control? They're yeah. like, oh god, it's coming back to haunt me.
It's like the Hulk.
I'm with Derek. I think it's,
you
it's
I'm always horny.
You wouldn't like me when I'm horny.
I think they're brought up in religion. They're forced to embrace religion to get away from whatever you know, homosexual or pedophilic
Pope
urges.
Smash.
All right, go ahead.
Like they force themselves to embrace the religious side to get away from the urges.
See, the insatiable pope.
The insatiable pope.
No, I'm with Matt. I think that people know that they're like, oh,
it's an easy way.
Yeah,
it's
I can get
way.
The kids
just
one
like
on one. I'm
just like
I'm sure it's both.
Just like a lot of people become teachers because they know that it's an easy way to argue for better benefits.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you were gonna go with the fucking kids thing again, but instead you went.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Not to fill the minds of youth with knowledge.
Nope. I really think that there's a good amount of infiltrators into the church that are not. They shouldn't be there to begin with. They're not legit, and I'm not religious. I couldn't give two fucks.
Let them fuck kids. I don't
let
care.
Let them do it.
Whatever.
Yeah. No, everybody should fuck a kid, in my opinion.
You're bringing them right in there. Just like they threw the Christians to the lions, you're throwing your kids to the Pope. And
it is obvious
cardinals.
That anyone who does something like that is not of a serious recognition of faith. So
let's face it. You give your kid to Jesus, you want him to get raped.
That's pretty much what
it's just
right.
a natural progression.
You know what? I mean, there's a lot of priests.
There are.
So chances are some of them are going to.
Yeah. And you're always going to hear about it. So if there's, you know, if there's a million priests, how many percentage of people are child molesters?
I'm surprised I didn't see any teacher scandals this week.
Usually, this week?
Every week there's at least two. I may not bring them up. Like last week there was two. And the week before that there was another two or three. Every week there's a teacher scandal. Didn't see any this week.
Good.
But also didn't look for it. So there probably is somewhere. And they're usually ugly for some reason.
Wait, what happened? There was
I
like
don't know.
A there was a time frame where they were like the only ones you heard about were the hot ones.
Yeah. I guess they ran out of the hot ones.
Well, I think the kids' standards have gone down.
Yeah.
They're gonna take what they can get.
Yeah.
It's a new America, boys.
So do you think like something like that, is that something that just always happened and we're just reporting it now? Or is it something that's happening more now?
It's possible that it was covered up quite a bit, just like murders apparently are covered up.
Yeah, I think a lot of this, there's a lot of crimes that exist now, that happen now, that are heard about more than they were, just because there's things people just didn't talk about, and it wasn't open, you know?
Yeah, like back in the day, if you know, go back 20, 30 years, if you were molested by a teacher, you probably kept your mouth shut because you were scared. Where now it's like if you get molested, you just open your mouth.
Now you get molested, and on the way out of the classroom, you're just like, teacher, just touch my fucking dick. YOLO, you know?
YOLO.
You know what I mean?
I also think in general, too, I bet you kids nowadays go pursue the teacher more so than they would back in the day.
Yo, teach, let me get
and
that.
And then
pussy.
They flip it and say, I just got molested.
Okay. I'm doing some research here.
Good, yo, man. Teach, I want to get that box.
Okay, these are sex offender statistics. Total number of registered sex offenders nationwide in the U.S. Take a guess.
What do you mean? Like, what's the
total?
Total number.
Seven.
Registered sex offenders.
Number or percentage?
I'm going to go ahead and guess 10,000.
You with 10,000?
Yeah, I guess.
Kevin?
How many people are in America?
315 million.
I'm going to go ahead and say 31,000.
31,000? Steve?
I'm going with $1 million.
Steve's pretty close. It's 747,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
And that's registered. You got to think that there's probably 25%.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of those registered ones are like people who like bought booze for kids.
That's not a sex offender. That's child endangerment.
Or like a 22-year-old that banged a 17-year-old.
You still have to register.
As a sex offender?
Yeah.
Even though you didn't have sex with them?
Well, it's not really, because it's not really sex offender. You have to register.
This just says sex offender.
I know, but
which doesn't even mean like kids. Sex offenders are people or rapists of any age, anything like that.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Okay. So this just says sex offender. Of that,
you know what?
Number of sex offenders.
Hold on, I was about to Google if I buy alcohol for.
Yeah, don't do that.
Then I realized, like, well, somebody looks up my phone.
Don't do that on my Wi-Fi, huh?
Percent of sexually molested boys who are molested by someone they knew is 60%.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Mm. That we know of.
Yeah.
Somebody tied my shoes once and they kind of like touched my ankle. Is that like.
Average reconviction rate of a child molester.
Is that an unwanted sexual advance?
So what you're saying is 20% out of that. 20% of whatever, 100 people, 20% are going to redo it.
Sure.
Damage.
I'll do it again.
Wow. This is the second week in a row we brought up pedophiles, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wrestling and pedophiles. It used to be wrestling and food.
And shit.
Now all right, let me go
wrestling
with.
Wrestling pedophiles and shit.
We used to talk about zombies, too. What happened to that? Nobody eats anybody anymore.
Yeah, what happened?
That was a
that
good
came
thing for a while.
Now it's all about sinkholes.
Dude, that's like an epidemic now.
That's fucking crazy. Did you hear about the guy on the
it's
golf course?
Now, you were telling me about that, and that's what got me freaked out.
This guy was going golfing, and something looked weird on the course. So he walks over to it.
Jumps on it.
And just fucking, the earth just eats
swallowed
him.
Swallowed him. Just gone.
And the funniest thing is they're talking to his buddy on the news who was golfing with him. And the guy's like, I was just talking and I turned and he's gone. And all I can hear is,
How deep do these sinkholes go?
Many feet. This guy went 18 feet deep.
Wow.
And by the time they got him out of the hole, it had grown to 10 feet wide.
It's pretty
just
crazy.
Kept going down?
Yeah.
I
mean, out.
Yeah.
Upwards, yeah.
When the last one happened, when it swallowed that guy in his house,
mm-hmm.
They did a thing where this is not uncommon. Like, sinkholes are, that happens a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. How else is the water going to drain out?
Ba-da-bitch.
Okay, according to one of these things that I'm getting here is priests molest children no more often than anyone else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's the same percentage. It's not like there's a...
Well, maybe the child's asshole.
Sure, teachers are the same ratio as well.
Maybe the child's asshole is like a sinkhole for a priest's dick.
Yeah,
there you go.
It could be.
So you don't go golfing with a priest.
Don't do it.
Long story short, don't golf with a priest.
Too late.
95% of child molestation can be prevented
with cork.
Whoa.
With a chastity belt.
Yeah. So it's pretty sad.
Man, I'm sweating like a priest at a Little League game.
Could you imagine if like
sweating like a fag eating a hot dog?
Can you imagine if we're just sitting here and like the earth just opens up beneath us and we're sucked in?
I wish.
Could happen.
I wish.
Fucking,
you know what? You don't when it happens.
We'd probably get a lot of listeners. Live from the sinkhole.
We probably get a lot of, we probably get a lot of listeners if we're funny again.
Oh.
See,
you jinxed it. You came in here saying, we're on a roll. We rock.
Thought everybody's saying we're doing great.
Yeah, everyone loves the show.
And then, and
a whole Sunday wasted of garbage. Cricket. I blame it on the fucking prep. It's your fault.
Oh. I blame it on this.
I blame it on a lacking of Kraken.
That's true. There was a lacking of Kraken. We were trying to do the angry balls, but not as good as everyone said they were. Sorry. Well, we're the Aristocrats. That's about it. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. You can see right here on our video, Facebook/Aristocrats Radio, YouTube/Aristocrats Radio, on Twitter @TheAristocrats_. Tons of ways to contact us.
Don't be afraid. Just get on board.
Yeah. Give us a call. Do something. What else are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
And we will twerking. See you next week, I think, right? Everyone's on board next week?
Hell yeah.
What's next week?
24th.
You know what next week, next Sunday is?
What?
Bong. Undertaker's birthday. You know that, right?
You know that.
I do. I know several wrestlers' birthdays.
We'll see you guys.
Owen Hart and Hercules are May 7th.
No.